There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and I apologize in advance if you hear a ton of people walking around upstairs. Everybody just got back from Florida. I didn't go. Instead of going to Florida with the family, I had to stay home and work, but I also went to Texas this last weekend for AEW All In. I went with my cousin Eamon. It's going to be an excellent 30 hours in Texas. No issues. It was going to go great. Everything was going to go according to plan. No, that's not what happened. Okay. This ended up being the wildest trip of my entire life. How did some of these things happen? I don't understand it, but I just went with the flow. That's really what this trip was. Eamon and I, we went down there with a few things in mind. Number one, obviously we're going to All In Texas. Number two, we're going to go bull riding. And number three, we're going to get some damn good barbecue. We were able to do two of those things. Because, of course, All In Texas just had to become the longest wrestling pay-per-view in history. So we had to miss bull riding. And we had to walk back to the hotel in the rain because we couldn't get an Uber because our phones were dying. And my phone actually did die. The Pearls, specifically myself, are some of the most unluckiest people in the entire world. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that we didn't enjoy this trip, because this was by far one of the most exhilarating trips that I've ever been on. Probably the most exhilarating trip. And that's even including going to Vegas for WrestleMania. That was less stressful, I think, because I was chilling with the boys. We had our plans. We had our itinerary. We knew exactly where we needed to be at what time. And the flights had no issues. None of our flights got canceled, let's just say. Of course, we flew JetBlue. JetBlue is what's up. We enjoy JetBlue. Going into Texas, this is the only thing that I was worried about was getting to the show on time and hoping there were no delays. We get on the flight, Eamon and I, and of course, Eamon and I, it's like, I like to call this trip the duality of man, because Eamon goes out and does his own thing, I go out and do my own thing, and you would think that the two of us wouldn't get along very much. He went out Friday night and ended up getting Ubered pretty much straight from where he was to the airport where Tim brought me. So we had a meet up there. That's the first thing. So Eamon wasn't 100% with it, which is fine. You know, we had a good time. We laughed, got on the plane. American Airlines, I was nervous about, because I know a lot of the wrestlers have issues with American Airlines. We had a great flight. I cannot complain about that. Getting to the airport, I can complain about Uber because I screwed up and I still don't understand how to use the app after using it pretty much 5 days straight in Vegas. Oh, you could change where the PIN goes. How do you do that? I don't freaking know. So I had to freaking spend $5 on the Uber that couldn't find us, even though I told them where to go. And they said, oh, just change the pickup on the app. You could just move the PIN. Bro, I told you where to go. Just go there. Anyway, the guy we ended up getting, his name was, what was his name? Dustin. Dustin was a total G. This man, if it wasn't for him, we would not have made it to All In on time. Picked us up, took us to the hotel, And he actually offered to wait for us to check in, do whatever we had to do, and then he would drive us over to Globe Life Field. What a nice guy. I gave him a $20 tip. Everybody listening, I'm never that generous. I am never that generous. But this guy, he just helped to calm my nerves a little bit because I was very stressed about getting there on time. We're walking over to the field. Big lines. I didn't know how many people were going to be at this show. Like, tickets had been at 25,000. I know WrestleMania had like 58, 60,000, whatever number they came up with. We had to wait outside like 2.5 hours before they even opened the doors. For All In, it was easy. Long merch line. Then we ended up talking to some people on the line about how we thought the matches were going to go. There was a lot of history-making moments that could have gone down on this show that did go down on this show. And everybody was just so nice. Everybody was just so willing to talk. Everybody was excited. When I went to WrestleMania, you had that excitement, but it's a different kind of excitement. You know, you're like, oh, right, WrestleMania, this is the biggest show of the year. It's like prestigious. So people are afraid to go out there, really have conversations with everyone, make those connections. For whatever reason, at least that's how I felt WrestleMania was. I went with the boys, we talked to some of the people in our row, and that was about it. Online for AEW, you have a conversation, some guy jumps in. Another girl will jump in. Camera walks by, we're waving. Oh, we're going to be on the film, we're going to be on something. I think the clip they used that from that camera, they had just missed us, or maybe we were like just in the front. I forget where it was, but I did see it. It was just a lot of fun waiting on this line. It didn't feel like we were dying in the Texas heat, even though we were. We go in. We walk around the field. This place is gorgeous. Eamon was saying this field is probably at the top of his list of the nicest fields he's been to, and rightfully so. I didn't see anything dirty about this place. They had tons of food options. We had a bacon dog. I had a smoothie. You could get a lobster mac. What kind of place sells lobster mac and cheese? For baseball. Like, come on. They had everything. Now I understand what they mean when they say everything is bigger in Texas. All the portions are massive. The food is delicious. The barbecue is excellent. The food at this place was just nuts. I can't get over that. We wanted a regular hot dog. They said, oh, we can upgrade you to a bacon dog for no extra cost. Of course we want a bacon dog. It was really good. Before we got the bacon dog, though, I made Eamon wait on another line. The merchandise lines, they should have had a couple more stands. Outside, they sold out of the AEW All In I Was There t-shirts, which I was very upset about. And they didn't have the cowboy hats either outside. You go in, they had one merch line, I think. I'm telling you, the longest lines I've ever seen for merch. Because they didn't set up. When you have like 30,000 people coming to your show, you should have multiple merch lines. That's something AEW does have a problem with. But yeah, I didn't get those things. So we ended up waiting online to get a trading card made, a custom trading card. So me and Eamon got in there, we took a picture, and we named it Double Pin RB-Dub. Back in the day when we used to wrestle for fun, neither of us wanted to lose. So we used to do the double pin. So whenever we see it on TV, we're like, Eamon, they're stealing from us again. Double pin. And RB-Dub, Ramblin' Bout Wrestling. Had to get that in there somewhere. So that trading card is just one of the coolest things ever. I have it at work by my computer alongside my little Texas glitter globe. Because it's not a snow globe. There's no snow in Texas. It's a glitter globe. So I have that there. The matches on this card. By far, my favorite match had to have been Swerve and Ospreay versus the Bucks. They had that one sequence, which was... I can't get over this. The amount of times I've watched it, we were going nuts. I hope you heard it on TV. Because everybody was standing up, standing ovation. Perfect ending. Swerve and Ospreay win. Now it makes me more excited to see what the Young Bucks are going to do next. You also had Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné. The matches on this card were just very unpredictable. Mercedes and Toni, they put on a banger. Toni had to pull out all of her old tricks out of her bag. She ends up getting the win. We went crazy for that, too, because everybody's like, you can't bet against Mercedes. But Tony's my girl. So, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okada versus Kenny's the reason why we bought these tickets to go in the first place, and they did not disappoint. They had a nice back-and-forth match. Of course, Okada wins with interference, and then in the press conference after the fact, they say that for this new unified title, you cannot have interference because the Continental Champion won. So Okada used interference to win it, and now they can't use it against him, which is kind of funny. The Gauntlet matches had the right winners, MJF and Athena. Good pops all around. There were a couple of matches that I feel could have been cut from this card. Like Adam Cole, that whole situation with him, I feel terrible. He was supposed to have a big matchup with Kyle Fletcher, which I'm assuming would have been Kyle Fletcher's crowning moment. He probably would have beat him in like 5 to 6 minutes. That didn't end up happening. So they gave the win to Dustin Rhodes, which, great hometown moment. I was upset about it at first, and you see him crying. His first singles reign, not tag or trios. He's like a triple champion with Ring of Honor now. His first singles title in like 20 years. So really good on him, and you just know that Dustin's going to do his best, do whatever he can to get Kyle Fletcher over even more. So it's just, I just can't wait to see what Kyle's going to do. He's a stud. They gave him a brand new theme song, his presentation with the pink on him, the outfit. Everything's going the right way, exactly how it needs to be. They just obviously wanted to give Fletcher a bigger moment. I expect it to happen. You don't want him to overshadow Adam Cole virtually, like retiring. You can't have that happen. So give us the nice moment to get people to feel better over Adam Cole, where Kyle Fletcher could then win it at All Out. I apologize if you hear the dog barking upstairs. She's going crazy. Like I said, she hadn't seen anybody in the last couple of weeks except for me and Jay. All right. Main event. Fantastic. Now, Hangman, I would have been so upset if Hangman didn't win this. The whole place would have been pissed the hell off beyond belief more than anybody at leaving a wrestling show ever, I feel like, because everything just pointed to Hangman winning. Now, I understand you had that with Cody and Roman as well, but that's different. That's different, okay? Hangman needed to be the savior. He needed to be our savior. He's the main character of AEW. Nothing's ever going to change that. He beat Mox in one of the most brutal Texas death matches I've ever seen. You had the interference, which you knew you were going to get. You had Brian coming out, Darby falling down from the ceiling. Just everything was the icing on top of the cake. Everything that needed to happen, happened. Hangman comes out of the heel. The little storytelling things. Hangman's come full circle, not coming out of the heel tunnel, coming out of the face tunnel. Getting his old theme song back. Getting all the pyro in the world. That pop was unlike anything I've ever heard. It was insane. The perfect way to tie the bow on top of their best show they've ever had. It's up there. I don't know if it's like the top three, actually, for me, honestly, if I'm thinking about it. Because they've had some really good shows, and All In just never misses. So after that show, like I had mentioned before, this was the longest wrestling pay-per-view of all freaking time. We missed Bull Riding. Bull Riding was starting at 7:30. The show didn't end until after 8 in Texas. So we go out there. The phone dies. Starts raining. We got to walk back in the rain because you couldn't order an Uber. And even if we did order an Uber, it would have taken, who knows how long it would take to actually get there. And is it worth spending like $25 when you could just walk? We ended up walking a circle. We got lost. Our maps were all types of screwed up. So that was not fun. But we made it back to the hotel after 9 o'clock. I was able to get refunded for the bull riding, which I'm very, I feel a little better about. But I really wanted to see the bull riding. That would have been a lot of fun. Like, you're in Texas. You got to see the bulls. We didn't. Eamon had actually been up for over 24 hours at this point, so he crashes on the bed after I thought we were going to go out and get some barbecue at night. He was unresponsive, so I ordered some type of barbecue. I forget what the place was, but I got a really delicious sandwich, and I got a bratwurst, and it was buy one, get one free on the sandwich, so I got Eamon a meal. And he was like, "Well, Nick, this is pretty good." I said, "Yeah, it was free. Buy one, get one." He goes, "You cheap bastard." Absolutely. You know how I roll. So I had that at like 10:30 at night. In New York time, it's actually an hour ahead. So New York would have been 11:30. Texas is 10:30. It's like a midnight snack. So I crashed. We woke up, gathered ourselves, and we decided that we were going to get some damn good barbecue. Even better than the night before. This barbecue place was crazy. It was right next to the airport, like maybe 10 minutes away. And you go. I didn't know that places like this existed. You pay by the pound. You pick whatever meat you want. It's like a buffet kind of style, but you don't pick. You don't get to take the food. They have people serving it for you. So I had the pork and I had the brisket. I was my hopes were really high for the brisket. I actually enjoyed the pork a lot more, which I was shocked about. You also had the most amazing apple cobbler. Oh, then they had this like creamed corn. It was so good. The mac and cheese, nothing special. They had this Oreo thing, like a mud cup of dirt kind of thing. That was fantastic as well for dessert. French fries were good. $40 for all this barbecue, you got to get the full experience. And this place was so good. So I highly recommend going. We were in Coppell, Texas. We then left there. After we ate, we ended up taking a walk to a nearby park, thinking there was going to be something there. This was a really long walk that we should not have taken in the heat. And I ran out of water. We get to the park, and our flight gets delayed. The beginning of so many issues. I knew this wasn't going to end well taking Frontier, but Frontier was cheap, and I figured it is what it is, we'll figure it out if we're there. Never take Frontier Airlines. Yes, it's cheap, but you want to get home, okay? You want to get home. I said, all right, what the hell are we going to do now? We have another 2 hours to kill. It got delayed 2 hours. We went to Texas Live. The night now, at All In beforehand, they actually had a pre-party, and they had an after-party there. It's like a bar, it's a sports bar, where they got a ton of food you could get. It was really cool. We went there, it was kind of dead, but they were doing a bar crawl for Love Island shortly. I don't watch that show. I'm more of a Big Brother guy myself. Team Ava, everybody. My cousin is going to win Big Brother. Everybody, please show her some support on all social media platforms. Texas Live was cool. We sat at the bar, we hung out, I had two Coca-Colas, Amon had a beer. And we went to the airport because I figured you can never be too late. I'd rather be there, be checked in, not have to worry. Yeah, we had to worry. Getting through TSA was the easiest thing. Took 2 minutes. I couldn't believe it. We get there, we sit down, waiting for our flight. The screens, this is where you know that the issue, that there's a problem. We walk through, we're looking at all the different screens where all the flights are. Pretty much all of them are delayed. I said, this is not going to be good. We sit there a little longer, flight gets delayed again. Then it gets pulled back a little, so I'm like, all right, that's great. Then it gets delayed again. Then it gets pulled back. I'm like, are we ever going to get on this freaking flight? We ended up boarding, I think, at 5:45 for takeoff at like 6:15, 6:30. We get on the plane. They take us down the runway. We stop. An hour goes by, and they have the balls to say, well, I mean, not the balls to say. They, I guess this is what happens. The pilot and the crew timed out. So we got to go all the way back off the runway to switch our crew so we could take off again. How? Since when do pilots time out? It's their job to fly. Whatever. It's so dumb. So we're waiting. We're waiting. And then they say, all right, we need to clear the plane. Everybody's got to get off the aircraft. We're going to reload everything. Don't worry. We just need to do it like this. So I said, this is not going well. Something's about to happen. Something's fishy. And when you watch the vlog, because I, of course, recorded everything on this trip, you're going to see the emotions that are going through my face. It's not good, man. I'm like, I'm livid. Just putting it point blank. Of course, we're going to have issues coming home. We're waiting in the lobby. And of course, there it is. Your flight has been canceled. Go to this desk to get refunds. Now, we think the adventure is ending. It actually really begins here. This is the beginning of something completely different that I never would have thought would have happened. We walk over to the desk. This other guy that was on the flight, his name is Jay. Really, really cool guy. Him and Eamon start talking because they're complaining about the flight. And then this girl, Mena, comes up to us who had been sitting with Jay on the flight. They didn't know each other. We're all strangers. She comes up, and then we're waiting there trying to figure out what's going to happen. Are we going to get refunded for the flight? They handed out cards, and the QR code didn't even work for the refunds for the longest time. So they really fumbled the bag, Frontier Airlines. Never take them. There was not going to be a flight out of Texas. I mean, you could do the next day on, I think it was Spirit Airlines for like $800. No, Absolutely the hell not. I'm not doing that. Other than that, there were no flights till during the week. One guy came up to us and he was like, yeah, there's two seats left, but I got one of them. Good luck. I'm like, you little bastard. Why are you coming up to a group of four saying that? That's bullcrap. You should not be coming up to a group of four saying there's one seat left. What are you trying to do? Anyway, I crack a joke saying, you know, at this point, it would just be cheaper and quicker if we just rented a car and drove home. Not thinking anything of it. We all laughed, the four of us. And then 2 minutes goes by and Mendes like, you know what? That's actually not a bad idea. We should actually really consider driving back. Now, they're strangers. I would never in a million years get into a car with strangers. But at this point in time, Eamon said, you know what? I'm down. Jay says he's down. Mena says she's down. I kind of have no choice but to be down. I'm like, you know what? We might as well look into it. We have nothing else to do. They didn't give us a hotel. They didn't give us anything. We have to figure it all out on our own. Next thing you know, we're on the shuttle on our way to the rental car place. I think it was like a 10-15 minute shuttle. We split up. We find one car rental place that is not a round trip. We just needed a one way. Shout out to Hertz Car Rental, even though you pissed us off at the end. We rent the car. It ended up costing a little less than the flight. We hop in and we start driving. We got in this car with complete strangers. 26 hours it took for us to get from Texas back to New York. I am so lucky that these people were so chill, and we actually had a lot in common with them. I'm pretty sure Jay, I'm sorry if I botched this, I think he was from Nigeria. I could be wrong. I'm sorry. But he's stationed in Germany, so he needed to get home by Thursday so he could get on his flight to go back to Germany. Mena is originally from Bulgaria. I remember that because of Rusev. But Mena also is like, she went to school for like video and production. She wanted to be a professional dancer. Now she'll like, she'd edit sometimes. So we had a lot in common. Jay was just a really cool guy. He had more in common with Eamon because like what they do like surveillance at night, like double checking, make sure things are all running okay. So they had something in common. Me and Mena had something in common, so we were able to talk, and this trip was a whole, like, it was whack. If you would have told me years ago that I would have a podcast, I'd be going to Texas to go see a wrestling show, and then I'd have to get in a car with complete strangers and drive back, I would have said you're nuts, because I don't talk to strangers, I'm very antisocial, and they don't fly on planes. Now, luckily, driving down to Florida with the family for our summer trips or summer vacation every year, I'm used to long drives, so that was easy. But getting into a car with people I didn't know, I don't even do blind dating, guys. If there's any girl out there, I'm available. Mena was funny about it. She said, we're either going to really like each other or we're going to want to kill each other by the time we get there. But we all needed to be home. I had to miss a day of work. I don't have any days to take off. So that was very stressful for me. Eamon didn't need to be back. Jay needed to be back. And Mena needed to be back. So we get in the car. We're driving. We stop at Subway. Right before they close. Like 10 minutes before they close. This guy's like, man, why didn't you order online? Bro, I didn't know we were going to Subway. How was I supposed to know our flight was going to get canceled and we were going to have to drive? Last thing on our minds was ordering Subway online on the app. We would have saved a couple of bucks. The guy was cool though. He probably got a kick out of us. Like, this group of four, like, this makes no sense why they're together, but I'll make them their sandwiches, even though he wanted to go home. So I appreciate you, guy. Driving through the night, I had the 1 in the morning shift to the 4:30 in the morning shift. I was beyond exhausted because we had been it all in, and then we were up all day, not anticipating driving home at night. That was tough. Good thing we had four of us in the car because we were able to do like 3-hour shifts each. I mean, if we felt a little better, we did a little longer. Like, I think I did 3 hours there and then ended up driving through Virginia in a big storm for like 4 hours. I felt comfortable driving in the rain. I didn't know about anybody else. That's why I did it. But my biggest issue with this entire trip, the place that I cannot stand at all. I am so over it. I cannot fathom going back here. Of course, Tim's going back there in a couple of weeks. Tennessee. We entered from the left side of Tennessee on the west and had to drive straight through Tennessee to get to the east. It's literally straight through this freaking stay. We were there for like eight hours, 12 hours. It felt like freaking forever. The whole trip was just Tennessee. I could not believe it. I didn't want to be there anymore. There's nothing there. Nothing to do. People are kind of whack. We stopped at a gas station. Some guy probably hopped up on drugs walking over to us. I'm like, we need to leave. There's no reason to go back to Tennessee. Okay? Never do it. That's my issue. I am so done with it. Never again. That's a big thing with this trip. Never again. One and done. Tennessee, one and done. Frontier Airlines, one and done. But coming back, man. Going after Tennessee, after Virginia, we really got used to being around each other because we were with each other like over a day straight. We drove into the Bronx because that's where it was like the drop-off was for them. It was close to Jay. Mena was going to go right back to where she was going. And it's by Eamon's apartment. So that was like a central destination for us. Tim came to pick me and Eamon up when we got there. Looking back at it now, telling this story, I can't believe it happened. But obviously I have the proof because I recorded everything because I'm a madman. Mena still has some of the clips that she has to send me. So when I do make the Texas vlog, we're all going to see exactly what went down on this trip. There's no way that I could just put it all into words right now. It's just unbelievable. But we made it home alive. We made it home okay. And we made new friends. I'm down to see them again. I hope they would feel the same way. It's just crazy. This is life, man. You go, you live, you gotta live a little. I don't live. Now I'm starting to live. I'm starting to go out there. I'm starting to experience new things. And I'm glad that the podcast has given me this opportunity to do that. Because everything happens for a reason. There's a reason why that flight was canceled. There's a reason why we got in the car with these two people. There's a reason for everything. What that reason is remains to be seen, but I am so thankful that I was able to experience all of this, make new friends, go to Texas. I ended up getting home at 1:30 in the morning, Tuesday, and then I had to go to work. I woke up at 6:30. So, 5 hours of sleep. I'm still trying to catch up. I don't think I'll ever catch up, but I'm trying. I wouldn't change a thing. I really wouldn't. Everything that was meant to happen happened. Although we didn't go to the bull riding, maybe that's the one thing I would change. So if you guys have the opportunity to go to a different state across the country, do it. What the hell? Live a little. I'm learning, slowly, that living life is what needs to be done because you're only young for so long. Like once I get older, who knows what I'll be able to do. I'm so lucky to have the life that I have. I'm so lucky to have the friends that I have, family that I have. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mena. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Eamon. Even though you're a little bit of a bastard, Eamon. You're a good bastard. Thank you guys for making this trip very enjoyable for me. Something I'll never forget. I'm glad I was able to rub off on you guys, and you guys were 100% able to rub off on me. I learned so much from you guys about your cultures, where you're from, all your stories, and we're going to see that in the vlog that will be dropping soon, so stay on the lookout for that. Other things that I want to say before we close out this episode, I do have that episode that I recorded with an LPW wrestler coming out very soon. The highlight trailer will be done. This interview will be coming out next. Very excited for you guys to hear this conversation. Me and Redacted. So I've been your host, Nick Pearl. That has been not just my Texas trip, my Texas journey. And I'll catch you all on the next one. Let's keep rambling, everybody.